Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of Drake May, let's go to the phone lines to talk with the Patriots quarterback on a Patriots Monday. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week after another big road win?
What's going on? Doing pretty well. I'm John.
Is it safe to say this is getting kind of fun? That post-game locker room with Coach Vrabel turning it up in there and you guys flying home on a fun flight? Like, winning streak's got to be a lot of fun after all the work you guys put in.
Yeah, no doubt. I think winning this league is always something you got to enjoy. You know, it's tough to do in this league, and especially stringing a couple of rows in a row together, so we got to try to keep it going and learn from the wins and move on for next week.
Drake, I'm not sure exactly what the game planning looked like last week coming off of Buffalo getting ready for New Orleans and the Brandon Staley defense, but I can't imagine that you gripping it and ripping it and throwing multiple 50-plus yard passes was in the game plan. Did you see something heading into yesterday, or was that just sort of how the game and the script presented themselves, and then you had the moxie to let him fly and hit him on the run?
Yeah, I think those are always in the game plan. I think sometimes you do, and sometimes the look's not there. So just kind of stay off the reads and know that, when they are there, let it rip. And those guys made great plays and great catches.
Obviously, not all of them counted, and we'll get to some of that later, the officiating and things wiped out. But you dropped a number of those 50-yard type passes right in the hands of your receiver. And we, as viewers, kind of have to watch it play out on our screen, and then we see it hit the hands. When you release those balls, like, do you know it's a good ball the second that it leaves your hand?
Yeah, I think you have a pretty good idea on kind of where you want to throw it and where it ends up. Sometimes you get tackled and you get hit and you don't know exactly where it lands, so you got to watch the replay on the big screen. But no, those guys, the one that Stephen made a great play, I think it was a questionable call, and then Pop, that one was pretty simple. He was open deep, and then the one that Mac would have back, I mean, to put it a little more inside, kind of in play to give him a better chance. But no, those guys are fun to throw too deep, and I think it's one thing that I enjoy.
So, obviously, yesterday looked like it was going to be a two-touchdown day for Pop. Turns out to be a double-tutty day for Kayshon Boutte, who said after the game that he's done a lot of growing up over the last couple of years, got rid of some character concerns, and he's becoming more the man that he wants to be. Have you noticed a change and a maturation in him since you've been here?
Yeah, I think I appreciate self-awareness from him saying that. I think that goes a long way. He seems to do the right stuff and it takes coaching and ask me questions, and he's one of the first guys that's going to be honest with me if what I'm saying doesn't make sense. So he's great at giving me feedback and asking him what he sees, and just keeps on going, making contested catches big time.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I was listening to Coach Vrabel talk about your relationship with Josh McDaniels, something we've talked about. Seems like a very good and now very productive relationship. But he also brought up your quarterback coach, Ashton Grant. And I'm wondering, he mentioned that that relationship is different than probably the one you have with Josh. What is that relationship like with Ashton Grant, and what does he do for you on a weekly basis?
Yeah, he's great. He's the one, he's the one on that is always kind of laughing, making jokes, that can make better throws. The big thing then is during the week, he's the one that we try to, get a preview of what is third down or red zone, and we try to, see at the same page. So it's cool, spending time with him in the quarterback room, separate from Coach McDaniels, and just seeing his thoughts on things. And I think we see football the same way, and I appreciate what he's done for me, and how he's still cracking jokes when I could have let go a couple more deep balls. But he's very positive, and I appreciate having him in the room. He's been great.
Drake, how flattering is it to hear people say that you are in the conversation for, if not emerging as potentially the best quarterback of the excellent 2024 draft class, or that now just, 18 starts into your career, a third of the way into your second season, that you belong in the NFL MVP conversation?
Oh, shoot. No, I got a lot of work to do. I think that's a long way away. I think, getting some more wins is what I'm focused on. And the big thing with that is starting next week in Tennessee. So that's what I'm focused on. And I think that stuff all comes, to life when you start winning games and keep making plays.
Coach Vrabel, in that post-game video on Patriots.com, brought up the idea that he senses that you guys aren't satisfied, that you're winning games, but you're all seeing, before you're even told by coaches, what needs to be better. I think you actually referenced that post-game on the field when you said, the defense picked you guys up. Are you seeing that in your teammates, your offense, the people around you, that, yeah, they'll celebrate the win, but everybody's aware of what needs to be better? And is that a maturing you're seeing around you in this football team?
Yeah, I think it's good to see. I think it's good, but also at the same time, it's good to enjoy the wins in this league. I think it's tough to come after a win and be disappointed, but I think it's good for the guys to see that we still have, more stuff to put on tape and better football to show. I think defensively, the way they made adjustments out of halftime was huge for us. And offensively, I thought we could have put the game away and had some chances to, the defense force some punts. So that's what I kind of look at and feel like. And your coach was funny reminding us that that's what coaching is for. And we just enjoy wins and have fun playing out there.
Drake, when you hear guys like Milton Williams say that they were sick, he had a fever over 100 on Saturday reportedly, then had to get an IV just so he could find his way out into the field. He gets out there, grinds it out, has another great game, plays really tough. Does that inspire you guys to try to reach in and find another level yourselves?
Yeah, I think that's always pretty cool when, guys are fighting through a little injuries or a little sickness to be out there and the other teammates. That goes a long way. And especially the way he's been playing this year, it's a good feeling having, 97 out there rushing the passer and out there with the defense. So it's pretty sweet that guys are starting to, buy into to identity and playing hard and finishing longer. So it's pretty cool.
If we were going to nitpick a little bit offensively and what you guys can do better, I think we could all agree running the ball would be something that would help balance out the offense. Do you feel like you guys are close there? Obviously, you get as good a vantage point on that as anybody. Is it coming? Is Josh McDaniels told us patience earlier in the week? So what do you see going on there?
I think we're close. I think just the guys and, just the one guy has beating the guy over the top on the outside zone stuff, or the one guy, sticking out his arm and making the tackle and tripping up the running back. We're close. I think those guys are doing a great job in the passing game. I think these runs, started hitting big for us, and it's going to be refreshing, seeing that, some of the big runs and me just chasing the pile. It'd be pretty cool.
I imagine you guys had a pretty solid week of practice coming off the huge win with Buffalo, making sure that you guys didn't ride into a letdown game in New Orleans. And now you guys will be preparing for another emotionally charged game, returning to where Mike Vrabel used to coach in Tennessee. I'm not sure if you heard, but about 20 minutes ago, Drake, it was announced that the Tennessee Titans let their head coach Brian Callahan go. So it should be quite the environment for you guys. Are you expecting an emotional Mike Vrabel and a really goosed up week of practice?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think you expect a juiced up week from Coach every week. He's always juiced up. And I think that's the best thing about him. He's not going to change for the opponent or for the new week. He's going to stay honest and wants him to practice hard. And I think the big thing is, that's the first time hearing the news, but you know, with a new head coach or interim, you know, the guys usually come together and play hard for whoever it is. So we're going to have a tough challenge and one that we need to, you know, get on early and start studying these guys up.
Speaking of Vrabel's juice, we've obviously heard the draft story about working out Will Campbell and he letting him hit him, putting him on his butt, and we've seen him playing safety in training camp and things of that nature. During these game weeks, does he ever rush the passer? Does he ever do drills with you, try to bat down balls? Does he ever do any of that?
Sometimes it's 7-on-7 down in the red zone. He'll come after me as a defensive end to try to work on scramble go down there. And then recently he's been playing a little bit in the pre-practice jog series of nose guard on defense for offense. So it's been pretty fun seeing him in there.
I gotta follow that up with, has he ever put himself in at tight end the same way that he used to? I'm sure he hasn't reminded you a million times that he caught all 10 targets that were thrown to him and multiple touchdowns in the NFL.
Yeah, no, he doesn't line up at tight end, but I heard him say the other day that, you know, he preaches ball security very intensely to us, that he never really had to focus on ball security because he was always in the end zone when he caught it.
Drake, I know you mentioned it post-game, praising the fans that traveled to New Orleans. The passion of Boston sports fans, were you aware of what you were coming to when you were drafted? Has it surprised you? Has it been a positive surprise to you? How have you come to know the Boston sports
fans? And obviously, growing up a sports fan, you're kind of aware of the big-time sports cities. And, you can see the Red Sox, you know, playing for the World Series, and my dad is talking about the Celtics and Larry Bird and, you know, the great teams here in Boston and the Bruins, obviously. So I think you see all these great teams and that Boston has, they've had something to cheer for. And I think that's just carried on into the passion every year in, year out. And I think that's what's, you know, really cool about the city. And like I said, you know, in the postgame, getting something to cheer for, and we, you know, continue doing that.
I can give you something to cheer for tonight, Drake, maybe the Atlanta Falcons. Because there's a double Monday Night Football header coming up tonight. And if the Falcons beat the Bills, you are going to wake up in first place in the AFC East. Did you ever think that could potentially happen 6 games into year two?
You know, that's one of the things that Coach, you know, was our goal at the beginning of the year was win a division. And I think it's a long season. So I think, you know, being tied in the division, you know, could mean something now, but you're not by the end of the year if you start crashing like, hey, kind of, we got to where our goal was. So we got a long season ahead and we got a lot of work to do. But no, I think it would be cool to see that that's in sight and a real possibility.
You mentioned a number of times the end of last year, offseason, wanting to win more, need to win more, got to win more. Well, you guys are winning more. Does that create more expectations and pressure, or does it make the work life easier?
I think it takes the pressure off. I think it takes the pressure off of kind of knowing what it takes to, you know, get the win column and kind of eases the guys, kind of, you know, builds confidence. It builds momentum. And I think it's the biggest thing about it is you got to come back and do it, you know, the next week, because this is the NFL. It's any given week with these teams and the parity in this league. So you got to bring it every week. And I think that's one of the best things about, you know, winning is, you know, what it took last week and how much better we can play and what we left out there, we feel like we can do better.
Drake, I think a lot of fans were excited yesterday because a fan favorite, Efton Chisholm, was active yesterday. He was on kickoff duty, didn't make his way into the rotation at wide receiver yet. What have you seen from him in practices, and do you think maybe he'll crack the rotation sooner than later?
Yeah, he just keeps showing up on scout team. He's doing some great stuff on scout team, making plays, making it tough on Marcus Jones and our defense, our defensive backs. So I think he's close on some of those kickoff returns. I told him just to hit it and accelerate once he kind of reaches the threshold of some of the defenders, and he's got a chance to take one back. So it was fun to see him in there and see him get his first real action.
All right, Drake, we're going to try something new here. We want to get to know you a little bit better, the personality, the off-field Drake May. So we thought, what better than questions under the umbrella of may or may not? So we're just going to throw something at you, and if you like it and it's part of your world, it's a may, and if you don't, it's a may not. And this may or may not go well, so we'll see what happens. In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies, may or may not?
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
I agree. What's the point of being scared? Life is scary enough, right? Who wants to add the anxiety to your entertainment? All right. Was that okay? You like that? We're going to visit that moving forward, you think?
Is it one question at least?
Yeah. Well, we may grow. We wanted to dip our toe in the water, see how you handled it. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's three quick questions. One question seems a little light.
All right, so we'll grow it next week. We had one of your family friends in North Carolina actually called in last week after the interview and suggested sort of an idea of that nature. So we'll see where it goes. But now it's time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And the quarterback question of the week comes from Doug in Danvers, and Doug said, without getting into specifics from yesterday, what is your general mentality dealing with officiating and perceived bad calls that you have to overcome?
You know, I'm pretty calm with officiating. I think it's part of the game. I think I need to, you know, maybe, you know, give it to the refs a little more on some calls that I don't agree with, but I think that's kind of later in my career when you kind of build some notoriety. So early on in my career, I'm just kind of, you know, be nice to the refs and hopefully get to know and get some calls at the end of the day. But I think those calls yesterday, I didn't really notice like what they were calling and when it happened. My eyes are downfield, so you see them back on the tape afterwards, and it's frustrating. But you know, they have a tough job, and I think at some point it becomes a little frustrating, but try to hold emotions in.
It's also hard to go after the referees when you're already in the bench area celebrating the touchdown you think they threw before the 5 minute later flag, right? When you're already in the bench area, that's a little tough.
Exactly. That was one of the latest flags I have ever seen. So we were like, I think I was literally walking off about to sit down.
Yeah, I'll say it for you. It's the worst call I've ever seen. Drake,
bad. Appreciate
you joining us, and we will we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Go Pats.
We got to go,
Drake.
Pats.
All right.
We got to thank you guys. A go, Pats. And I can hear the SMH going on behind the glass because Stiz Grimey, the biggest horror movie fan in the world, now knows his QB1 doesn't like horror movies.
That's all right, though. We got some more person. Great interview, boys. And Drake's really starting to grow on me.
He's growing on me, and it helps when you're an MVP candidate and you're winning games and you're throwing 3 touchdowns and 50-yard bombs like it's what you do when you roll out of bed. That all helps, but it also helps when we start a new bit and he goes – That's all you got. I thought there'd be more of those. So thank you, Drake. We will add to the may or may not questions next week. Fitzy, get some good ones ready for next Patriots Monday.
The second he said that's all you got, I was like, listen, I can fire 20 at you right now, but you know what? Better to slow play it. I think next week we hit him with like a six pack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.